Hello, boys and girls. This is Aunt Martha, and I have more stories for you. On tapes 1 through 6, there were Maddie's stories. Here is the very last Maddie story, and the title is The Completed Family. Donald played happily with his new blocks, making a garage for the trucks Daddy bought him. When he came to live with Maddie, Mother, and Daddy, he didn't bring toys. He had only 2 storybooks Maddie read over and over to him. She loved Donald. Maddie shared her ViewMasters with a 3-year-old boy. He squealed with delight at the pictures. This was favorite time with Maddie, and it made them feel close as special big sister and little brother. Now it was winter. The cold wind whistled around the windows. Maddie loved to come in after walking home from school to stand on the big floor register in the living room above the coal furnace in the basement. Some evenings, Mother brought her mending and sat near enough to put her feet on the register. Maddie sat on a nearby stool. She pulled up her little chair near for Donald. It was just the right size for him. Maddie liked to think about her chair. This little chair was Auntie's gift to Maddie when she was 2 years old. That was in Canada before her papa died. Maddie was 4 when he went to live with Jesus in the Promised Land. After that, she moved with her mama, 2 brothers and 2 sisters to Maryland, to Grandpa Martin's. She brought along her little chair. When she and all her brothers and sisters were separated to the homes of different relatives, Maddie lived with the aunties. Her little chair sat right by her bed. Just before her 8th birthday in August, Maddie spent 2 weeks with cousins Emma and Paul. Cousin Emma sewed school dresses for her, so she would be ready for 3rd grade. The day she was 8, Cousin Emma took her to the nearby train station. Maddie rode the 20 miles on the train all by herself to the aunties. What a surprise she found at aunties! Brother Oscar Burkholder, the preacher who loved her and her family in Canada, he was there! Mama was there, and all her brothers and sisters were there. Oh, what a special day to be 8 years old. But it was also a sad day. She heard that day she must go to Cousin Emma's to live for always. Her little chair came along when she moved to her new home, and she learned to be happy in her new home. She loved the 4 years they lived on the farm. She loved the fish pond there. Even the day it rained mud still excited her when she thought about it. Now she was 13. They had moved back into town. Donald had come from the children's home to live with them in the summer. That's when she started calling the cousins Mother and Daddy. Donald was no longer named Wayne. It was hard for him a day or so, but finally he forgot that name and knew he was Donald in his new home. But now in these cold evenings, he enjoyed sitting by the register on Maddie's little chair. December 28th was a cold winter Sunday. Mother had fixed a good dinner after they came home from church. While Maddie washed the dishes, Mother came by her side. "Maddie, Daddy and I are going away for a while. We don't want you to use the phone or go to the neighbors. Just stay here and take care of Donald. I've put him down for his nap now." Maddie gasped. "You want me to take care of Donald all by myself?" Never had she been allowed to be alone very long with him. "Well, when will you be home?" Maddie asked. She was troubled. "It will be several hours. We can't be sure. We must go now." Daddy was calling her as he went out the door. Maddie was puzzled. This never happened to her before. Where were they going? Mother and Daddy didn't realize how important it is to try to prepare children ahead of time for changes. They did not prepare Maddie for that very important day. With the dishes finished, Maddie found her library book. She loved to read. Soon she was caught up in the story. 2 hours later, Donald began to stir upstairs. Maddie hurried up to him. "Donald, Mother and Daddy went away. We're going to have a good time here all by ourselves. I'll read your storybook." "Okay, Maddie." Donald willingly took her hand. Maddie read one book and then the other. "Now what can we do? Do you want to look at my Viewmaster reel?" "Uh-huh, Maddie. I like your pictures. I want to push the slide on the Viewmaster." Together they looked at zoo animals. Then they saw mountain pictures, but the ones of the trains Donald liked best. Even though he was only 3, he loved those Viewmaster reels. But Maddie became uneasy. "It's getting cold in here, Donald. What can we do? I can't put coal on the furnace. I'm scared." Donald looked up puzzled. "Maddie, I'm scared too." His little lip began to quiver. Oh, now Maddie realized she needed to be brave. She must not make Donald upset. "Donald, let's put on our sweaters." She helped Donald into his brown sweater and put on her own blue one. Maddie tried to think what she could do. It was getting colder in the house, and it was supper time. "Donald, let's have peanut butter and honey sandwiches. Then we'll have canned peaches. By that time, Daddy and Mother should be home." But after supper was finished, Maddie looked out the window. "I don't see any car yet. Oh, where are Daddy and Mother? It's dark out," wondered Maddie to herself. "Donald, let's get the big storybook. I can tell you about the pictures." "I'm cold, Maddie," Donald fussed. "I'll go get us each a quilt to wrap in. We can sit together on the couch and keep warm." Soon, with a quilt wrapped all around Donald, Maddie put one on over her lap and feet. Donald enjoyed her Bible stories as he looked at the pictures. But Maddie was so worried. Little prayers went up to Jesus over and over. "Jesus, where are Daddy and Mother? Why did they go away like this?" Maddie saw lights in Uncle Clarence's windows next door. She could call them on the phone. But no, she had to obey Mother. She must not call anyone. The evening was so long, and the house was so cold. Maddie got out the Viewmaster reels again. It really was Donald's bedtime, but she didn't want to be downstairs all alone. Donald was warm now and seemed happy, but Maddie was not happy. She was cold and scared, very scared, and a bit angry. Why had Daddy and Mother forsaken them like this? "Oh, I hear a car, Donald. Oh, I think they are here." She rushed to the door. Yes, there they were. But who was with them? Mother was carrying a little girl. Maddie flung open the door as Mother hurried in from the cold. She stood the little girl down. "This is Dorcas Kay, Maddie." "Oh, it's so cold in here. The furnace must be out. Where's Donald?" "Oh, there you are, all wrapped in that quilt. This is your new sister, Donald. Dorcas Kay is our little girl now. Now our family is completed." Maddie was shocked. They had gone for this little girl? They had not told her? Maddie's scared and angry feelings got all mixed up as she blurted out, "You can take her back. Just take her back." Now, Maddie, you will be like a big sister to Dorcas Kay, and Donald will have a real sister." Maddie looked at Dorcas Kay with her blonde curls. She really was cute. Mother noticed Dorcas Kay's running nose and gently wiped it with her hanky. "Mama, home?" questioned the little girl, who did not appear alarmed at her new surroundings. "Yes," Mother replied, giving her a loving hug. "You are home." Maddie's disturbing anger faded as Dorcas Kay smiled at her so innocently. Her trusting blue eyes surprised Mattie. How could this two-year-old accept these strangers so calmly? Trickles of love began to warm Mattie's heart. She was sorry to have been angry. She would trust God to help her be as the big sister to both Donald and Dorcas Kay. Yes, Dorcas Kay would be one of their family. Now they were a completed family.